And I'm now again with another winner of the Opal Award. Please introduce yourself and tell us on behalf of which institution you got this award.
Hi, I'm Larry Cooperman. I'm the director of UCI OpenCourseWare. UCI is the University of California, Irvine. The campus itself has 27,000 students and 1,800 professors, so we're a significant public university in California. Our next steps, really, we're on already a very big path. Both internally, we keep looking now for what is our breakthrough project. So up until this point, we've been aggregating courses, conferences, even some collections of courses together. But where is the complete learning experience that we can demonstrate what goes on at the University of California, Irvine, in a way that is reproducible for anyone else to follow around the rest of the globe? So we're testing various pieces of our strategy out. We're testing out the idea that we can form learning communities around our courses that are external to the University of California, Irvine. For example, we're working with OpenStudy.com. We're working with Peer-to-Peer University in different ways. We're using Peer-to-Peer University to test out a certification strategy around OpenCourseWare. With OpenStudy.com, we're looking at one of our courses, Organic Chemistry, which is this gatekeeper course for people wanting to become doctors throughout the world. We're looking at how we can take a course like that and using a successful external website like theirs to then marry large communities of learners. So we looked at smaller communities with Peer-to-Peer University, which is much more about people directly working with each other over an extended period of time. And then we're testing out as well more massive numbers with OpenStudy.com using one of our most popular resources.
Thank you very much for sharing with us all your experience. I hear that there is a big interest in connecting already existing other institutes and initiatives and bringing it, connecting it to what you're doing and bringing it back to the world. Congratulations again on your award and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
So this was the report from the award ceremony for the Opal Initiative on Open Educational Practices live from Online Educa Berlin 2011. Congratulations again to all the winners and all the best for all these initiatives to keep on going, working on open educational practices and sharing this with us. This is Shahir Anwar from the United Nations University for the Opal Consortium. You will be finding this on the audiobook channel and, of course, on other websites from the institutions that are involved in the Opal Initiative. Thank you for listening, and bye.